understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith, so as to remove mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give away all my possessions, and if I hand over my body, so that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. Love is patient, love is kind, love is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. But as for prophecies, they will come to an end. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will come to an end. For we know only in part, and we prophesy only in part. But when the complete comes, the partial will come to an end. When I was a child, I spoke like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became an adult, I put an end to childish ways. For now we see in a mirror, dimly, but then we will see face to face. Now I know only in part, then I will know fully, even as I have been fully known. And now faith, hope, and love abide. These three things, the greatest of these is love. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Jesus began to say to all in the synagogue in Nazareth, "Today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." All spoke well of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his mouth. They said, "Is not this Joseph's son?" He said to them, "Doubtless you will quote to me this proverb, 'Doctor, cure yourself.' And you will say, 'Do here also in your hometown the things that we have heard you did at Capernaum.'" And he said, "Truly I tell you, no prophet is accepted in the prophet's hometown. But the truth is, there were many widows in Israel in the time of Elijah, when the heaven was shut up for 3 years and 6 months, and there was a severe famine over all the land. Yet Elijah was sent to none of them, except to a widow at Zarephath in Sidon. There were also many lepers in Israel in the time of the prophet Elisha, and none of them was cleansed except Naaman the Syrian." And when they heard this, all in the synagogue were filled with rage. They got up and drove him out of the town and led him to the brow of the hill on which their town was built, so that they might hurl him off the cliff. But he passed through the midst of them and went on his way. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. I invite the children to come up. Magic coins? Nobody has any magic coins? I have one. Do you know how magic that is? Do you think if I gave it away, it would come back and find itself in my pocket? You don't think so? You know, I'm not much of a magician, am I? So that really doesn't work. A penny is just a penny, and if I spend it, it's gone, right? Can you buy penny candy anymore? No, can't even buy penny candy. You used to be able to. But once you spend it, it's gone. But there is something that is magic that you can give away. And something that's magic that you can spend it, and it'll come right back. You know what that is? Don't know. I bet nobody out there knows either. We're going to sing a song. I'll teach it to you. I don't need all the words. It's this. You can learn the first words, and then I'll sing the verses. Love is something if you give it away, give it away, give it away. Love is something if you give it away. You give one, you end up having more. Let's try that again. Love is something if you give it away, give it away. Hold it tight, and you won't have any. Love, lend it, spend it, and you have so many. They'll roll all over the floor. For love is something if you give it away, give it away, give it away. Love is something if you give it away, you end up having more. So let's go dancing till the break of day, and if there's a piper we can pay. For love is something if you give it away, you end up having more. Love is something if you give it away, give it away. Spend some love. All right. You can have a seat. But let's have a prayer. Thank you, God, that you give us love from the very beginning. You love us even when we're bad. You love us when we're good. You love us whenever. Because you give that love away free. And you ask us to do the same for you. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. All right. You can have a seat. Speaking of love, there was a cartoon, a Peanuts cartoon, in which Schroeder is playing his piano, probably playing Beethoven, you know. Anyway, he's playing away, and Lucy is leaning over the piano and just looking him in the eye and says, "Schroeder, you know what? If you don't say you love me, I'm going to hold my breath until I pass out." Schroeder looks up from his piano and he says, "Breath holding is an interesting phenomenon that children have, and it's probably a metabolic disturbance. What you need is 40 milligrams of vitamin B6 twice a day." "Yes, that's what you need. Vitamin B6. You should probably eat more bananas and avocados and beef liver." Well, Lucy looks at him with this disgusted look on her face and says, "I ask for love, and all I get is beef liver." Well, I think that's kind of the way God is sometimes. God asks for our love, and sometimes feels like all it gets back is ugly old beef liver. Now, beef liver, I guess, is good for you. But anyway, the people of God, as we talked about last time, remember the broken disc, the broken record, where they would do what was evil. God would allow an enemy to capture them. They would cry out to the Lord. The Lord would send a judge or a military leader, and they would have a period of peace. And it doesn't end then. It's just like the broken record. It starts all over again. Over and over and over from the beginning of history. That's the pattern. People God wants love, but instead he gets disobedience. And vitamin B6 might help some things, but I don't think it'll help that. God is calling us to do much more, to love from the inside out, too. In the movie Avatar, if anybody has seen that movie, a corporation comes onto this planet and exploits it. And after a while, the people on that planet rebel. And they all, in force, go after the corporation. We don't have that kind of corporation, though. We don't have that kind of a planet. Instead, we all back up and say, well, you know, that's the way people are. At the time when Jeremiah is on the scene, the nation of Israel is in shambles. It is near the point of going into exile in Babylon. Nebuchadnezzar is kind of rattling his sabers. And Josiah, in 621 BC, has brought about some reform. And it looks hopeful. But his kids follow and just wipe all of the goodness out. And so things are really bad by that time. And it looks very hopeless. That's the point at which we find Jeremiah. Just like our Jeremiah sitting there in the back trying to hide. Think about this. He's a teenager. He's sitting up there on the roof trying to get a few Z's because he was out late with the girls last night. But he's trying to get a little sun, nice suntan for those girls too. And God comes to him and says, Jeremiah, I want you to go speak to my people. I want you to speak my word. Jeremiah says, oh God, don't ask me to do that. I don't want to do that. I'm just a kid. Well, God says, don't tell me you're just a kid. I knew you before you were even born. I want you to go and speak my word to the people. I want to speak my word so that now my love can get through to them and their love can be returned instead of this total rebellion that keeps going on. Now, if you know the rest of the story, if you know the story of Jeremiah, if you haven't read the book of Jeremiah, please do. It's a fascinating book. There are long passages. I'll tell you that right away. That, you know, you get bored. You think, does he ever get to the point? But he does eventually. But as you read it, you realize Jeremiah has gone through all kinds of things. And when he takes God's message, people don't just receive it. They beat him. They put him in stocks and make him a laughing stock. They throw him in a well. They put him in prison. I mean, just about everything bad that could happen to a guy, this teenager has gone through. And yet, in the end, Jeremiah listens to the word of the Lord, takes it to the people, and says, this is the word of God. Listen to him. Not because he hates you, but because he loves you. Unfortunately, they don't listen. It's the broken record again. Again and again, God comes to us with his love. That's what the message of St. Paul has for us in 1 Corinthians 13. In 1 Corinthians 13, Paul gives us that love chapter. Let me sing it to you. We heard it read so well today. Thank you, Matt. And some of you may know this tune too, and if you do, sing it along. Though I may speak with bravest fire and have the gift to all inspire and have not love, my words are vain. as sounding brass and hopeless gain. Though I may give all I possess and striving so, my love profess, but not be given by love within. The prophet soon turned strangely thin. Come, Spirit, come, that heart's control. Our spirit's long to be made whole, that inward love might every be. By this we worship and are based on 1 Corinthians 13, there's another version that I'd like to share with you. I want to read. Though I may speak stirring speeches that fly around the world on our radios, TV, networks, and internet, and have not love, I'm like a blaring brass and crashing machinery. Though our jet engines roar ever faster over continents and oceans, though we plumb the depths of the sea and tread on the face of distant moons and planets, though we perform heart transplants and discover new miracle drugs, though we program all problems and mysteries so that even our computers cannot encompass the sum of all of our information, though we do all these things and have not love, we're nothing. If the hungry of the world still starve, if the naked are not clothed, if the homeless are not sheltered, if the sick go untended or can't afford their medicine anywhere in the world, if the old are forgotten and the children die, it's all in vain. Because without love, all our knowledge, all our technology, all our power have absolutely no worth. And we live in deepest darkness. Before you were born, God chose you. Even in your mother's womb, He chose you to love one another as He has loved you. That's another reading of the 13th chapter. When Jesus goes to Nazareth, his hometown, all the people love him. I mean, he's a hometown boy. When I go back to Stanton, Nebraska, St. Luke's Lutheran Church there, man, I get a good reception. But just like the people in Nazareth, the people in my home church don't like always to hear those words. Because that's what Jesus is doing. He's saying to them, you know, it's nice that you like me, but remember something. When Elijah came on the scene, who did he go to? There had been a drought in the land for 3.5 years. But the only person he went to was a widow in Sidon. She's a woman. She's a widow. She's destitute. She has nothing except enough meal and enough oil to make a cake for her son and her so that they can eat it and die. She's a nobody, a nothing. And yet, this is the one, this pagan woman from a foreign country, is the one to whom God sent Elijah. Wow, why didn't he come to us, huh? That's what they're saying. And he said, Elisha, there were lots of lepers in Israel. But who was the one God chose to heal? A pagan by the name of Naaman from Syria, a foreigner. No wonder they chased him out of the temple. Because, you see, love. And as you probably know, in Greek there are several words for love. One is brotherly love, another one is family love, another one is erotic love. But the one that's used in 1 Corinthians 13, and the one that Jesus uses all the time, is the word agape. Agape is other-centered love. Not what's in it for me. The brotherly love or the sexual love or whatever love it might feel like. But what's in it for you? What do you need? That's agape love. God, so agape loved the world. God so loved you that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. That's the gift that he gives to us. So anytime you hear the word love, ask yourself, is this really love that's centered on what the other person needs, or is it just a selfish love? God calls us to love eternally with an agape love that centers on him. So that when he says to you today, this is my body, this is my blood, given and shed for you. Think about that. Love is like that magic penny. You can lend it, you can spend it, you can give it away, but it's going to come back in multitudes. May we learn the lesson that Jesus tries to teach us about the power of that love. Amen.
Amen.
Let us profess our faith using the creed which you have printed. We believe in one God, the Father of the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father, through things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit, and the Virgin Mary,
and became truly human.
For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come.
Amen.
United as one body in Christ, let us pray for the church, the world, and all those in need. Are there people or concerns for which you would like to pray today?
Pastor John's brother.
Daniel Orway.
Barbara Thompson.
Barbara.
Dan's sister.
We pray for the church. Inspire us by your Spirit as we respond to your call. When we are reluctant, strengthen us. When we are doubtful, encourage us. Above all, let your love shine through us. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
For the earth, for the mountains and prairies, cities and farms, rainforests and deserts, awaken us to the mystery and diversity of your creation. Nurture all living things and protect your creation from harm. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
For the nations, kindle within us the spirit of respect for one another. Protect those fleeing their homes to escape danger or oppression. Bring peace to communities torn apart by warfare and violence. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
For those in need, protect those who suffer abuse and encourage those who lack hope. Guide all who provide medical care, comfort those who grieve, and bring healing to the sick, especially
Daniel Orwig, Barbara, and those we name in our hearts.
Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
For this assembly, bless our children and our elders. Gather us into a community guided by your love. Inspire in us a spirit of kindness. Teach us to bear one another's burdens with compassion. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We give thanks for those who have gone before us in faith and who now see you face to face. Inspire us by their example and bring us into your everlasting presence. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
As we celebrate 100 years, help us to remember those who have gone before and celebrate the accomplishments that they made on our behalf. Bless us, O Lord, so that we may bless others as they have blessed us. Receive our prayers and fill us with the radiance of your love through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And also with you.
Let us share that.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Here. Well, We'll skip that then. How would it be if we have the new council members come forward? St. Paul writes, there are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit gives them. There are different ways of serving, but the same Lord is served. There are different abilities to perform service, but the same God gave to everyone ability for particular gifts. The Spirit's presence is shown in some way in each person for the good of all. You've been elected to positions of leadership and trust in this congregation. You are to see that the words and deeds of this household of faith reflect Him in whose name we gather. You are to work together with other members to see that the worship and work of Christ are done in this congregation, and that God's will is done in this community and the whole world. You are to be diligent in your specific area of serving, that the one Lord who empowers you is glorified. You are to be examples of faith, active in love, to help maintain the life and harmony of this congregation. It will further be your duty to assist the pastor in the care of the sick and the needy, and to show yourselves in all things by word and example a pattern of good works. On behalf of your brothers and sisters in Christ, I ask you, are you ready to accept and faithfully carry out the duties of the office to which you have been elected? If so, answer, yes, by the help of God.
Yes, by the help of God.
People of God, I ask you, will you support these, your elected leaders, and will you share in the mutual ministry that Christ has given to all who are baptized? So answer, yes, by the help of God.
Yes, by the help of God.
I now declare you to be installed as council members and officers of this congregation. God bless you with His Holy Spirit, that you may prove faithful servants of Christ. Amen.
Amen.
And now, we will continue. Let us pray. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, maker of all things. Through your goodness you have blessed us with these gifts. With them we offer ourselves to your service and dedicate our lives to the care and redemption of all that you have made. For the sake of him who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. By the leading of a star, he was shown forth to all nations. In the waters of the Jordan, you proclaimed him your beloved Son. And in the miracle of water turned into wine, he revealed your glory. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Salvation you have prepared for us through Jesus Christ. Send now your Holy Spirit into our hearts that we may receive our Lord with a living faith as he comes to us in his Holy Supper. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus.
Mercy.
Please stand as you are able. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
I have heard my people cry, always.
You may be seated. A few announcements I wanted to make today. We have a number of them. But first of all, I'd like to ask Carl and Scott Madsen to stand up. I was going to have you sing a solo, but we'll pass on that. And instead, they are of the oldest family in this congregation. And since we're celebrating our 100th anniversary, I thought we'd let them be representatives of all of those of the past. And so let's sing Happy Birthday to St. Luke's. And you guys are with them.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Generations of the Madsen family who were here when the church was founded. So, thank you for your history. Wednesday, men's breakfast will be at 7 a.m. at the golf club. If you go to the country club, it won't be there. Wednesday, we'll have confirmation at 4 and youth night at 5:30. Thursday, Bible study at 10 and 7. I'm also having the funeral for John Muller at Harness Funeral Home that day at 2 o'clock. And then next Sunday, we're going to ring in the bells, or let the ring in 100 years with a special concert in the afternoon at 2 o'clock. So y'all come back, and not only that, but bring a whole bunch of people with you to celebrate. And next Sunday was also supposed to be church council meeting, but because of the that program, we're moving it 1 week later. So the only other thing I don't have on here is the transition team is meeting on Tuesday at 5 p.m. Any other announcements? Yes?
A lot of you people really didn't know Dan very well. He was kind of reserved and quiet and everything. Well, one day I ran out of cinnamon. And so, unbeknownst to me, he went online and bought cinnamon. 10 pounds. Do you know how much 10 pounds of cinnamon is? Well, I divided it up into Ziploc bags and put it in the freezer. And instead of looking in the freezer each time and seeing this cinnamon, I thought, why not share it with my friends at church? I have cinnamon out there!
Very good. Well, you know, and cinnamon is really good for you, too. It's supposed to lower cholesterol and do a whole lot of other things. So go in there and just eat it up.
And I would also like to thank all the people who have donated for the Super Bowl today. There were not a lot of people, but I'm sure most of them didn't put their names up there. We got a ton of stuff, and I would like to thank all of you who contributed.
Thank you very much.
Cinnamon's good for diabetic, too. Yeah,
it's very good. Well, I think we could make a whole list of the good things, right? Lois.
I just want to make note that the song Bill sang this morning was one he chose for the celebration.
And thank you, Bill. That was absolutely, absolutely beautiful. And it really
you all will be learning it over the next several months.
Super. It's a good song for us to learn, too. Next, on the 17th, also at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, we'll have a new member session. Orientation. So if you know of anybody who would like to join St. Luke's, or if you would like to, we hope you'll come. Should be a fun afternoon. And in fact, we hope that some of the old members, the old timers, will come too to share in that day. Any other announcements? We got through. Sometimes announcements are longer than the sermon. Let's go in peace and serve the Lord.
Amen.
Thanks be to God.
You.